Okay, okay. There comes a time.
You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I am Isaac, and you are listening to Hour to Kill. Back for the new semester. Picked up a couple shows over the summer, but I'm happy to have a regular time slot. I will be on the air midnight every Wednesday night, I guess Thursday morning. We're starting it off with Jay Dilla as the intro, and I'm going to move it to New Order, Procession. Enjoy.
Thank you.
That, of course, was Procession New Order. We got a couple other synth pop 80s, I'd say classics. I don't know if these were quite as big as that one, but good stuff coming up. And then we'll bounce around a little bit. I haven't had a consistent time this late, I don't think, ever. So I'm really looking forward to this year, this semester, I mean, playing some late night stuff, leaning into that kind of aspect of my music taste, I guess. That sound, I don't know, it's not really confined to one genre, something you'd listen to at night. Not really confined in the definition of what I usually do here, but shift that way this semester. It's raining, but I'm not complaining. It's filling me up with new life. The stars in the sky bring tears to my eyes. They're lighting my way tonight. And I haven't felt just for a day, on a day like today, I'll get away from this constant debauchery. The wind in my hair makes me so unwell. How good it is to live tonight. And I haven't felt so tonight. That was a song I believe is supremely underrated, Electricity by Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. I can't say I actually know how the general public, how you, the listener, rate it. I think it's quite exceptional, and I really like that band. And we're going to shift it in honor of the Oasis tour coming up. We're going to play Britpop Legends, Pulp. I'm not playing Oasis right now. This is Do You Remember the First Time? Enjoy.
They say you're gonna go home, 'cause you're sitting on your stone again this evening. And I know you're gonna let him blow your pants off again. Oh, now it's 8:30, you'll be late.
Just as long as you say the peace flows.
Coming off of Pulp, we had another Britpop classic, The Stone Roses Made of Stone, and we're going back to England one more time with Bloc Party. She's Hearing Voices.
Just want to say we'll be right back.
That last one was Catalog by Julie off their new album, My Anti-Aircraft Friend. It's good stuff. They're a very good band. They're coming to town before too long, actually. I should double check when those tickets are. You know, we'll do some live on-air research right now. Julie concert, Boston. That would be Paradise Rock Club, October 20th. So you like that? Go listen to the album. And if you like that, you can see them live before too long, and it shouldn't be too pricey. We don't have much else in the... I keep seeing that band described as shoegaze. I'm not sure that's the word I'd use myself. This next band, I think, does fit that descriptor. This is Lily's The Hermit Crab.
Thank you. The Cambridge Bicycle Committee says, get on your bikes, have fun, and ride safe. Here's how.
A pavement light shoots a light at night. The stop signs apply to you all right. Watch for the man sitting in his car. He's gonna kick that door ajar. Go with the flow, don't go the wrong way. Put that helmet on your head today. Well, alright, get on your bikes, ride safe, have fun. Well, alright, alright.
A message from the Cambridge Bicycle Committee.
I recently fell off of my bike and broke my wrist. That's my tragic sob story of the summer. I still got the brace to show for it, and I gotta remind everybody to follow bike safety rules. Even if I was following the rules fine, I just fell off. I had weight behind me. Not important, not interesting enough to spend a bunch of dead air talking over. I would much rather, if I were you, listen to this upcoming song by Hotline TNT, Are You Faded? And listen to me keep talking about my bike. Just like Julie, Hotline TNT. Oh, I hit the wrong button here. Just like Julie, Hotline TNT are going to be in Boston pretty soon. And I think you should check them out. I got tickets to that show there at Crystal Ballroom. So hopefully I will see you all there. And on the fifth try, I'm going to hit the right button.
Yeah. I'd still take your amazing grace. I'd give all my money and I'd still take
You just heard probably my favorite song of the year so far, Wristwatch by MJ Lenderman. That album, Manning Fireworks, absolutely fantastic. If you haven't listened to the rest of it, I'm going to cut off Dave Berman there real quick because I want to keep talking about MJ Lenderman. You're going to hear him more this year from me, I'm certain. Someone else earlier today, George's show, Yip Jump Music, played Bark at the Moon. He's hot right now, and for good reason, because that album is fantastic. His other stuff's also great. Wednesday's great, but this album in particular, I think, is everything really clicking for him. And he's also going to be in Boston later this fall, so keep an eye out for that as well. And then I'm going to let Mr. Berman continue with Room Games and Diamond Rain.
I'm going to love you for 100 years, through suffering and celebration, dear. 'Cause only you can make my lies come true. You can make lies real. You can make me feel like drinking wine in the shade all afternoon. Finding and reminding me that you only can be kind to me. When you got with me, you started dreaming my dreams. But darling, there's a gun in the garland, and you need to know that the dream is not all dream. Room games and diamond rain. It's a fox hunt. It's an f-stop. It's a 10-acre wood. Outbound on a western train. It costs a quarter man on the borderland. Dance real good, real good. A freight train rattles the chandeliers, and if we're like plug-in reindeer whose cords can't stretch far enough to fly. Gonna take a ride in the dirt. We're gonna die till it doesn't hurt. And then they can bury us side by side.
Starting with that one from Silver Jews, we're going to start to ease into the end of the show. Just about 13 minutes left, and we got some folkier stuff coming up. First is California Stars, Billy Bragg and Wilco. Sure you heard it before. It's great every time.
Thank you.
Before I play this next song, I want to give you a philosophical question to ponder for the rest of the night, maybe for the rest of your life. What would the societal impact be if men were the ones who shaved their armpits? Just consider this as you listen to The Stars of Track and Field by Bell and Sebastian.
You're a fat kissing girls in English at the back of the stairs. You're a honey with the following of innocent boys. They never know it because you never show it. You always get your way. They never know it because you never show it. You always get your way. Have you and her been taking pictures of your obsession? 'Cause I met a boy who went through one of your sessions. In his blue velour and silk you liberated a boy I never rated. Now he's throwing discus for Liverpool and witness. You liberated a boy I never rated. Now he's doing business. Stars of track and field you are. Stars of track and field you are. Stars of track and field are beautiful people. Could I write a piece about you now that you've made it? About the hours spent the wilderness in your training. You only did it so that you could wear terry underwear, feel the city air run past your body. Your terry underwear, feel the city air run past your body. Could I write a requiem for you when you're dead? Had the mood, she had the speed, it went to her head. She never needed anyone to get around the track, but when she's on her back, she had the knowledge to get her into college. But when she's on her back, she had the knowledge to get her what she wanted. Stars of track.
Stars of track and field, you are. Stars of track and field are beautiful people. Stars of track and field, you are. Stars of track and field, you are. Stars of track and field are beautiful people.
We got, I think, just one more full song before I gotta hand it over to Foxtrot. We got Most Peculiar Man by Simon and Garfunkel.
He was a most peculiar man. That's what Mrs. Reardon says, and she should know. She lived upstairs from him. She said he was a most peculiar man. He was a most peculiar man. He lived all alone within a house, within a room, within himself. Most peculiar man. He had no friends, he seldom spoke, and no one in turn ever spoke to him, 'cause he wasn't friendly and he didn't care, and he wasn't like them. Oh no, he was a most peculiar man. He died last Saturday. He turned on the gas and he went to sleep with the windows closed so he'd never wake up to his silent world and his tiny room. And Mrs. Reardon says he has a brother somewhere who should be notified soon. And all the people said, what a shame that he's dead. But wasn't he a most peculiar man?